My name's Lisa DeVetter. I'm an assistant professor in horticulture with an emphasis on small fruit crops, and I'm based at the Washington State University Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center. I'm not active in recruiting, but I did want to give you a little bit of information about what it's like to be at a research and extension center at Washington State University, and also to talk about our research and extension center models for graduate students, because it is a bit unique. So first of all, as a horticulturalist, Washington State is a fabulous place to study horticulture. We grow many different crops on commercial scales, and with that we have strong industry support from our commercial industries, whether it be tree fruits, small fruits, vegetable crops, and whatnot. So what that means is that as a student, you have more funding opportunities with your advisor to fund your research, and it's a little bit easier to try to see the impact of your research with the community of growers that you're working with. So what Washington State University does is we have strategic placement of 4 research and extension centers around the state. The main campus where the undergraduates do their coursework is in Pullman, which is, I don't know if the mouse works very well here, but it's on the far eastern side of the state. Our research and extension centers, if you look at the top left, where we have the little magnifying glass, that's the Washington State University Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center based in Mount Vernon. It's about halfway between Vancouver, Canada and Seattle, Washington. And then if you move south, we have one that's south of Seattle. That is the Puyallup Research and Extension Center. They focus primarily on urban agricultural issues, some on fisheries. And then we have the Wenatchee Tree Fruit Research and Extension Center. So as the name would suggest, their main emphasis are tree fruits. And then we have at the lower center part of the state, the Prosser Research and Extension Center. So the faculty there have a large component working with wine grapes, juice grapes. I do some work out there with organic high bush blueberry production and have a student base there. Hops, as well as some tree fruits as well, such as sweet cherry and apple. Okay. So these are the 4 different research and extension centers that I just spoke to. They're like individual campuses, and each research center over time will have varying populations of graduate students that do their research there and take their coursework there. So the top left is the Northwestern Washington Research Extension Center, where I'm based at in Mount Vernon. The lower one, this is the Prosser one, also the Irrigated Agriculture Research and Extension Center. Top right, that is the Tree Fruit Research and Extension Center in Wenatchee. And then at the bottom right, that is the Puyallup Research and Extension Center. So a little bit more about horticulture at the Northwestern Washington Research and Extension Center and the community of agriculture and farmers that are within our county. So we have about 80 plus commercially grown high value crops. So it's a very diverse agricultural system that we're working in. And we're also farming at the ag-urban interface. And so we have farmland and we have urban areas, and there's an interesting dynamic that happens and how the community of farmers respond to that. So if you're interested in ag and urban issues and rural livelihood issues, this might be an interesting place to experience that. Right now at the Mount Vernon Research and Extension Center, we have 2 faculty that work with horticultural crops. At the lower left, that's Dr. Carol Miles, which she is looking for a graduate student right now to work on some biodegradable mulch projects with myself. But her focus is primarily vegetable crops. She also does some work with vegetable grafting. And then we have myself. My focus is small fruits, so blueberry, raspberries, and tree fruits. And then in the near future, we have an industry endowed position that's going to be focusing on raspberry breeding. And so we expect that that faculty member will be hiring graduate students in the near future. At any given time point, we have about 10 to 20 graduate students at our research and extension center. And so we have a history of having graduate students doing their research there and spending their graduate lifetime there. And the picture that you see at the top right, the red area, that's Skagit County. That's where our research and extension center is located at. And then in the bottom right, that's another picture of Skagit County. It's a very beautiful county to be in. We have the Puget Sound. We have the Cascade Mountains, in addition to all the different horticultural industries. And what I didn't mention is that we have a very large bulb industry. So this is an image of the Research and Extension Center. What we're looking at are some of Dr. Miles' biodegradable mulch research plots. This is a large area of her work and some of our other work that we're doing there at the center. In addition to our facilities, we have about 80 acres of land that's dedicated to research at the center, and 8 acres are dedicated to certified organic research, and we have about 2 acres that are in transition. And the crops that we grow there at the research center range from annual crops to some perennial crops, such as small fruits, as well as some cider apples, which is something Dr. Miles also works with in addition to vegetable crops. What about the facilities, too? The Research Extension Center was established in 1947. It's a little bit of an interesting history. There were 2 USDA scientists that were approached in the early 1940s and asked to solve an issue that they were experiencing with a disease in beet and cabbage seed. And these USDA scientists were able to determine what was causing the problem and a way to solve that problem for farmers. And so the farming community recognized the value of that agricultural knowledge and the science that was being done in that community, and they put forth funding to establish the first Research and Extension Center in 1947. That building no longer exists. In 2006, we had a revitalization and a new building that was erected. And right now, we have in that building about 20,000 square feet of laboratory space. It's a combination of shared space, like our processing lab and individual lab space. We have office space. We also have classroom space where our students can take their coursework. In addition, we have the Bread Lab. So this is a center within the WC Research and Extension Center. They focus on wheat breeding as well as value addition of wheat products. And they're based just a few miles away from our research center at the Port of Skagit. And when it comes to greenhouse space, we have some, I would say, antique greenhouse space that was built in 1953. We have 4,800 square feet of that, plus some newer greenhouse space, 2,400 square feet that was built in 2006. We just got approved to build a new head house and greenhouse space because we're continually looking for more greenhouse space with our expanding research program, so that's going to be coming on the horizon. And then we have 2,000 square feet of screen house space available as well. And then the 11 programs that we have there, so in addition to the horticultural programs focused on small fruits, vegetable crops, and cider crops, we have vegetable seed pathology, vegetable pathology, we have fermentation science, We have a former weed scientist there, and we also have a small fruit pathologist there that's being refilled right now. And an entomologist position as well. So if you're looking for a place to have a small faculty that you get to work with and a diverse group of faculty, a research extension center like Mount Vernon is a good place. We're very collaborative. This is just some images of what the Research and Extension Center looks like. So what you're looking at the top left, that is what we call the Sukuma Auditorium. The Sukuma family is a Berry family that donated money to build this auditorium. This is where we have a lot of our grower meetings and seminars as well for our graduate students. On the top right, that is an image of our break room, and looking down, that is the hallway to our laboratory wing. So we have some very nice facilities, again, a combination of shared space and individual lab space. And then on the lower right, that is our processing lab. So this also is shared space. We might use it periodically for demonstrations like a cider making or cheese making workshop, but oftentimes we have graduate students and faculty and technicians reserving space to be able to do their research. So what you see here in this image is Dr. Miles' program doing some work with their watermelon grafting trials. And then in the bottom left, that is an image of one of our classrooms. So we're moving more and more into having faculty at our Research and Extension Center teach, so we have more and more opportunities for students to have live lecturers. But a lot of the classwork is done through AMS, which is a video conferencing platform, and we just received an upgrade where we have new 90-inch screens, 2 of them per classroom, and eagle-eye cameras, and they're really nice for being able to zoom in and see people's faces as you take classes and talk to fellow students and instructors when you're taking your online or your video conference classes. So a little bit about graduate student housing, too. So that is can be a little bit tricky, particularly in the western part of the state where it is quite expensive, given our proximity to Seattle. Grad students, they mentioned 10 to 20, right, the past 5 years it's been 10 to 21 over the past 4 years. We have a very large international body, so if you're also interested in working with international students, Mount Vernon is a nice place also. The Olson House is a house on premise. It's an old farmhouse that was donated to our Resource and Extension Center, and that can house up to 5 students at a given time. And that's really important for students. We try to have it situated so that new students coming get priority to stay there so that they have a place to stay before they find more permanent housing. And it is quite cost-effective. It is a lot more economical. So rent is about $300 a month there at the Olson House, whereas comparable rates in that area for an apartment can range from $750 to $1,500 a month. So if you're curious, I'm happy to take questions, but steps for applying for graduate school, my recommendation. So first, I think it's important to start researching universities. I would recommend 6 to 12 months in advance and talk to faculty at events like this. It's a really good opportunity to see what faculty might be having openings in the near horizon and what type of research projects that might align with your individual research interests. Identify those advisors and communicate with also their graduate students if you have the opportunity. I think it's great to talk to prospective advisors, but if you also talk to graduate students, they can provide a good idea of what it's like working with an advisor and what it's like living at that particular facility. Also, a lot of universities have graduate student handbooks. We have a graduate student handbook both for our department as well as for our Research Extension Center, so I can provide you more insight about what it's like to be a student there and function on a day-to-day basis. And then when you're starting to make your decision, I really think it's important to identify whether or not this program and this facility is good from a professional standpoint as well as a personal standpoint. And this is really important for a Research and Extension Center because you're away from a main campus. And that can be a really good fit for certain individuals, but it might not be a good fit for other individuals if you really want to be on a main campus situation. And then just make sure you're maintaining communication with prospective advisors. So here's our graduate student webpage for the graduate student school. The Department of Horticulture also has a website that provides information. It also has a handbook available there. The main thing I wanted to point out to you are the deadlines. So if you want to apply for the fall semester, the cutoff is January 10th. And then if you want to apply and start in the spring semester, July 1st is your deadline. So again, 6 to 12 months is really when you want to be starting to scope out prospective advisors and programs. A little bit of information about the application materials. This is all online, but it's about a $75 application fee. You'll have to set in your official transcript as well as any other transcripts that you've earned from previous schools. 3 letters of recommendation. This is all fairly standard. A statement of purpose. If you're an international student, you also have to submit TOEFL or IELTS scores so that you show that you're meeting the minimum English proficiency. And then a recent change in our department is that we no longer require the graduate record examination. So I think that opens up a lot of opportunities for more international students that may not have, struggle with taking the GRE.